The House Committee on Revenue will come to order. Appreciate everyone's attendance at this unusual time. We'll open a work session on House Bill 4055. Mazin?
Mr. Chair, I just have for you in OLS, and we're if you refresh, I have three documents, or more than three documents, but three documents for me, an SMS section by section, and a revenue impact statement for the bill.
And we're considering an amendment today, is that correct?
And that's all for the S-6 amendment, and we can go through that if you would like after we...
Very good. Madam Speaker, thank you for attending the Revenue Committee today.
Mr. Chair, always happy to be here. Colleagues, it's nice to see you again. For the record, Tina Kotek, State Representative, House District 44, and Speaker of the House, thank you for having me back. When the session was young, about 2 weeks ago, I was here talking about the desire to reach a compromise on the long-term effort to make sure we had equity in the payment of 911 fees for individuals who are using prepaid cell phones. And we are here today to talk about the Dash 6 Amendment to House Bill 4055, which is indeed the compromise we were hoping to have. The public safety advocates, the cell phone carriers, and retailers have all come together on this amendment to provide enhanced compliance of carrier remit and allowing us to transition to a point-of-sale model of collecting the 911 tax on prepaid cell phones. With this amendment, which I hope you will support today, we will provide additional resources for our 911 system this biennium. We will transition to a collection that makes more sense given the changing technology, and we will do so in a way, in a transition on a timeline that does not negatively impact the rollout of the core system changes at the Department of Revenue. All the things we were hoping to achieve are in this amendment, and I want to thank everyone who's worked so hard on it, and I'm not going to name all the names of the people who worked on it, legislators, advocates, because I don't want to miss anyone. But I do want to personally thank Camelia Porterfield, my chief of staff, for her work over the last couple weeks to get all the details and working with everyone to make sure we get it right. So I look forward to the conversation. I believe you'll hear from all the stakeholders involved that they are good with the amendment, and I hope you pass it on and move it to the floor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions for the speaker? Thank you. Very much appreciate your
testimony. Thank you, Mr. Chair. My pleasure.
And colleagues, we're going to hear from Mr. Dempsey, Mr. Powell, Ms. Squires, and Mr. Livingston. I should say while they're coming up that these are among the people who worked very hard on this bill, and we'll be interested in hearing what their brief remarks are.
Oh, they'll be very brief, Chair Barnhart.
Thank you so much for the work and for coming here today.
I'm starting. We're somewhat unprepared. We thought Dexter from Legislative Council and Kate Toswell would be speaking first. So we are here as a group to support the Dash 6 amendments. As you know, public safety had a number of concerns with previous versions of the bill, and from our side, we'd just like to say that all of our concerns have been addressed. We were very concerned about the preemption of local government taxing authority, including a definition of VoIP that was workable, prepaid wireless definition, making sure there was no bundling, individual transactions, all of the things that we brought to you as concerns have all been resolved in our work group, and we're very supportive of the Dash 6 amendments.
Very good. Gentlemen?
John C. Powell on behalf of AT&T. Just want to thank especially Amelia Porterfield in the Speaker's office, Representative Berger, Representative Reed on this committee, who have been very involved in this issue through the years, and Bob and Asina, Jack. We've spent a lot of time together in the last 2 weeks, and it was a pleasure working with you guys. And everybody, though it got contentious, remained respectful, and I think we all compromised and closed this chapter of the past and have a good path forward to the future.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Bob Livingston, Oregon State Firefighters Council. I'd like to echo the thoughts of my colleagues here, and certainly the perspective from somebody that is a first responder. Certainly, while this has been a long, arduous process, I think this is good about what can occur in this legislative body and when stakeholders come together to do what's right by the citizens of Oregon and certainly by the public safety members of Oregon. And so I think this is, while certainly a hard process and was difficult, I really truly believe this will be a good product, not only certainly a compromise product, but from somebody that appreciates good policy in our statutes moving forward and being thoughtful of the changes in technology. This bill does meet those requirements, and I'm honored to have been involved in this and appreciate the fact that particularly this committee, as well as the Speaker's office, you know, you guys provided the switch, so to speak, to bring us to the table, and I'd just echo what they've said, and it was a good process and excited to have this done. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Jack Dempsey representing Sprint. I have nothing else really to add. I will thank the committee for hearing this bill and your consideration of this amendment. And I will reiterate our appreciation of the Speaker's office and her leadership in convening us and getting us to this point today.
Thank you very much. Are there questions for this panel? Thank you very much, Representative Berger.
Comment. Thank you, all of you, for your work on this. Thank you for being able to make decisions, for being able to, this was not easy. We all know how hard this has been, and I just want to tell you all, and all those back there, that tax policy matters, as you know, and certainty going forward matters, as you know, and you being able to do this work is really important to the process, so thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative Berger. Thank you. And I simply assume that I had also said remarks similar to that, please.
Mr. Chair, that's when you always encourage the witnesses to say me too.
Yes, that's you've got it. Category, that's please. Exactly right. That was my attempt.
I just couldn't let him leave without thinking.
And I want to make sure we hear from LC in case the committee has questions about the issues that we've got. Do you two want to come up, Mr. Johnson, Ms. Toswell, and it may be useful to go through the bill that we've got the amendment that we have and talk about the legislative intent that it implies and issues around tax policy and things of that sort.
Mr. Chair and members, good afternoon. Dexter Johnson, Legislative Counsel, and with me is Kate Toswell, Senior Deputy Legislative Counsel. We can walk through, at your preference, we can walk through the amendment section by section or kind of hit the highlights. But
let me ask, does anyone need us to go through it section by section?
We have that.
I think everyone has seen the section by section analysis, and I think most members have seen the shorter analysis of them. So I think the high points would work.
Okay. Well, then, Mr. Chair and members, The intent of this amendment is to first not change the status quo in the 911 tax at the moment until January 1 of 2015, at which point there is a special transitional tax that applies to providers of prepaid wireless telecommunication services. And that tax you will see, I believe, is that section 11A of the amendment. The tax rate remains the same, but the change in the transitional tax is that it is imposed directly on providers of prepaid wireless services as contrasted with the existing tax, which is imposed on subscribers for all telecommunication services, but for which the providers have a duty of collection. That's the principal distinction there. That is a temporary tax, and then there is that tax goes away in October of 2015 and is replaced again only for prepaid wireless providers with a point of sale tax that imposes again the same rate, 75 cents per transaction rather than per month, on purchasers of prepaid telecommunication services, and it imposes the obligation on retailers to collect that tax.
Okay, and what section is that in?
That is in section 3A. That is section 3A of the amendment beginning on page 10.
Page 10.
And that is, as you can see, what is an amendment to the existing law. And in particular, as it applies to retailers of prepaid services, subsection 4.
Yep, bottom of page 10.
Yes. And there's some on that the material on page 11, really some definitions for when a retail transaction occurs.
Okay.
The other section that I would like to particularly point out to you is section 11 of the bill, which is a legislative intent section. And it basically, there are three key components to that. This is over on page 14. First, subsection 1 provides essentially that the tax remains unchanged as of until January 1, 2015. Subsection 2 provides that the new tax is not intended to apply retroactively to periods before the effective date of the Act. And subsection 3 of that expresses an intent of the Legislative Assembly that these changes are to facilitate easier administration of the tax.
Okay. Is that all that clear?
Yeah.
It's been our view right along, hasn't it, that a tax is due, 75 cents a month, for phones that can use the 911 service, and this is simply a matter of figuring out how to collect it in the future.
Mr. Chair, that's correct.
Thank you.
So a good description of this is a bridge on with respect to these prepaid cell phones, not the rest of the communication world or telephone world, but in the case of these prepaids, a bridge from whatever our collection method is now to a better, by legislative intent, collection method, and a bridge to that. Was that a good description of this bill?
Mr. Chair, Representative Berger, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Anything else on your top-level overview?
I don't have anything. You? Okay.
Great. Any questions for Ledge Council? As you've reviewed the amendment, is there other issues that you think we ought to explicate today?
Yeah. There is perhaps one other thing to note. Kate, why don't you touch base on
the retail compensation?
Chair Barnhart, members of the committee.
For the record,
I'm Kate Toswell from Legislative Council. There is a new section added to this series. It's on page 12. Section 5A provides for compensation of sellers, and for this new regime, sellers is defined as sellers of prepaid wireless, so that refers to the retail transactions, and that is 2% that's retained, and that is limited to the applicability period of until the sunset. The entire tax sunsets January 1st, 2022. Okay.
Now, let me make sure I understand that. The entire tax sunsets on 2022. Now, is that the entire tax for 911?
Yes, Chair Barnhart, that is the entire tax on all types of wireless, or all types, excuse me, of telecommunication services. This 2% amount, which is seen in 5A, refers strictly to the retail transactions, and it aligns with the period of applicability for just that tax. So beginning October 1st of 2015 and terminating January 1st, 2022, that's which true. Aligns with that's the right. sunset
Thank you.
Of yeah. the entire tax.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and Mr. Chair, if I could just
Of course, we just renewed that in 13 to the 22 date.
Yes, that is existing law.
Thank you. That, yeah. that helps me deal with what I was thinking about otherwise. Appreciate that. Yeah. All right. Any other questions? I think I'd simply note that the point of the 2% deduction for the retail seller is essentially to cover the fact that they have to pay swipe fees for people who buy these telephones or cards for extension or whatever it is that they buy. And that's the point of it, as I understand it at least. Anything else for these two? Thank you very much. Representative Berger, do you have a motion on an amendment?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash 6 amendment to House Bill 4055.
Thank you. Representative Berger moves the Dash 6 amendment to House Bill 4055. Is there any discussion? Any objection to the amendment? Seeing none, it's so ordered. Representative Berger?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4055 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Berger moves House Bill 4055 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Thank you.
I would simply note that I am very pleased that we seem to be on the edge of getting this issue dealt with.
On the edge, Mr. Chair.
On the edge. Any objection to the motion? Seeing none, it's so ordered. Representative Berger, will you carry?
I will be.
Representative Berger will carry the bill on the floor, and we will close the work session, and we have no more business to conduct today, so the committee is adjourned.
Are we meeting tomorrow?